Section 9, In League with the Divine, Chapter 16, Led by God's Spirit. Under the control of the Holy Spirit, the canvassing work should never languish. The agencies set in operation to do this work need always to be under the control of the Holy Spirit of God. Letter 82, 1899. Man needs a power outside of and beyond himself to restore him to the likeness of God and enable him to do the work of God. But this does not make the human agency unessential. Humanity lays hold upon divine power. Christ dwells in the heart by faith, and through cooperation with the divine, the power of man becomes efficient for good. He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. Desire of Ages, pages 296 and 297. Pray for the Holy Spirit. We should pray as earnestly for the descent of the Holy Spirit as the disciples prayed on the day of Pentecost. If they needed it at that time, we need it more today. Moral darkness, like a funeral pall, covers the earth. All manner of false doctrines, heresies, and satanic deceptions are misleading the minds of men. Without the Spirit and power of God, it will be in vain that we labor to present the truth. Volume 5, page 158. When under test, young men show that they have a genuine burden for souls, an intense longing to save their fellow men, they will see souls converted. From their work a harvest for the Lord will be reaped. Let them go out as true missionaries to do the work of circulating books containing present truth. As they go, let their prayers ascend to God for increased light and for the guidance of His Spirit, that they may know how to speak a word in season. When they see an opportunity to do an act of kindness, let them take hold as if they were working for wages. Let them remember that thus they are doing errands for the Lord. Manuscript 75, 1900. This help assured. God does not ask us to do in our own strength the work before us. He has provided divine assistance for all the emergencies to which our human resources are unequal. He gives the Holy Spirit to help in every strait, to strengthen our hope and assurance, to illuminate our minds and purify our hearts. Volume 8, page 19. The humble, efficient worker who obediently responds to the call of God may be sure of receiving divine assistance. To feel so great and holy a responsibility is of itself elevating to the character. It calls into action the highest mental qualities, and their continued exercise strengthens and purifies mind and heart. The influence upon one's own life, as well as upon the life of others, is incalculable. Volume 6, page 340. Holy Spirit transforms the life. When the Spirit of God takes possession of the heart, it transforms the life. Sinful thoughts are put away, evil deeds are renounced. Love, humility, and peace take the place of anger, envy, and strife. Joy takes the place of sadness, and the countenance reflects the light of heaven. Desire of Ages, page 173. The secret of success. Joshua had received the promise that God would surely overthrow these enemies of Israel, yet he put forth as earnest effort as though success depended upon the armies of Israel alone. He did all that human energy could do, and then he cried in faith for divine aid. The secret of success is the union of divine power with human effort. Those who achieve the greatest results are those who rely most implicitly upon the Almighty Arm. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 509. Take hold of power. Let canvassing evangelists give themselves up to be worked by the Holy Spirit. Let them, by persevering prayer, take hold of the power which comes from God, trusting in Him in living faith. His great and effectual influence will be with every true faithful worker. As God blesses the minister and the evangelist in their earnest efforts to place the truth before the people, so He will bless the faithful canvasser. Volume 6, page 340. Let young and old consecrate themselves to God, take up the work, and go forward, laboring in humility under the control of the Holy Spirit. Volume 6, page 331. Realize every moment that you must have the presence of the Holy Spirit, for it can do a work that you cannot do of yourself. Testimonies to Ministers, page 310. Become His instrumentality. Our books should be handled by consecrated workers whom the Holy Spirit can use as His instrumentalities. Christ is our sufficiency, and we are to present the truth in humble simplicity, letting it bear its own savor of life unto life. Volume 6, page 319. Holy Spirit gives words. Hearts cannot fail to be touched by the story of the atonement. As you learn the meekness and lowliness of Christ, you will know what you should say to the people, for the Holy Spirit will tell you what words to speak. Those who realize the necessity of keeping the heart under the control of the Holy Spirit will be enabled to sow seed that will spring up unto eternal life. This is the work of the evangelistic canvasser. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 325. He impresses hearts. The Lord Jesus, standing by the side of the canvasser, walking with them, is the chief worker. If we recognize Christ as the one who is with us to prepare the way, the Holy Spirit by our side will make impressions in just the lines needed. Manual for Canvassers, page 40. He gives success. We can enlighten the people only through the power of God. The canvassers must keep their own souls in living connection with God. They should labor, praying that God will open the way and prepare hearts to receive the message He sends them. It is not the ability of the agent or worker, but it is the Spirit of God moving upon the heart that will give true success. Near to help in time of need, to all who are reaching out to feel the guiding hand of God, the moment of greatest discouragement is the time when divine help is nearest. They will look back with thankfulness upon the darkest part of their way. From every temptation and every trial, He will bring them forth with firmer faith and a richer experience. Desire of Ages, page 528. All power available. Those in the darkness of error are the purchase of the blood of Christ. They are the fruit of His suffering, and they are to be labored for. Let our canvassers know that it is for the advancement of Christ's kingdom they are laboring. He will teach them as they go forth to their God-appointed work to warn the world of a soon coming judgment. Accompanied by the power of persuasion, the power of prayer, the power of the love of God, the evangelist's work cannot be without fruit. Think of the interest that the Father and the Son have in this work. As the Father loves the Son, so the Son loves those that are His, those who work as He worked to save perishing souls. None need feel that they are powerless, for Christ declares, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He has promised that He will give this power to His workers. His power is to become their power. They are to link their souls with God. Christ desires all to enjoy the wealth of His grace, which is beyond all computation. It is limitless, exhaustless. It is ours by eternal covenant, if we will be workers together with God. It is ours if we will unite with Him to bring many sons and daughters to God. Review and Herald, June 2, 1903. Consecrate yourselves wholly to the work of God. He is your strength, and He will be at your right hand, helping you to carry on His merciful designs. Volume 9, page 41. God will accept the wholehearted service and will Himself make up the deficiencies. The Ministry of Healing, page 150. Measureless results possible. To everyone who offers himself to the Lord for service, withholding nothing, is given power for the attainment of measureless results. Volume 7, page 30.